Kid News fans, did you know there's a way to hear the news without hearing ads? Parents and teachers can subscribe to Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts to not only ditch the commercials, but also unlock access to future bonus episodes and other exclusives from the Starglow Media Network. That means ad-free listening of Kid News every weekday, plus ad-free episodes of Mysteries About True Histories for riddle-obsessed adventurers, Girl Tales for a fun spin on fairy tales, Musicland Stories to help young music lovers catch the beat, and audiobooks adapted for young listeners with classic titles, including Little Women and Moby Dick. Visit starglowmedia.com/subscribe to sign up for Starglow Plus on Apple Podcasts or wherever you like to listen. That's starglowmedia.com/subscribe.
Good morning and welcome to Kid News. I'm Tori. Today is Thursday, April 25th, 2024. And we begin with chocolate milk getting the green light to stay on school lunch menus. The U.S. Department of Agriculture made the announcement yesterday after the Biden administration had initially floated the idea of banning it in an effort to reduce the amount of added sugars consumed by kids. Some experts feared such a move could discourage kids from drinking milk altogether, losing out on its nutritional benefits. But the USDA says the companies that supply milk to schools have committed to reformulate their products and reduce the amount of added sugar. This decision is one of several changes to rules about school menus. Another is to reduce the amount of sodium, or salt, in cafeteria food. The updates are now set to take effect for the 2025 school year. TikTok is now on the clock. Get sold in a year or be banned in the U.S. The bill passed the Senate by a wide margin Tuesday, and President Biden signed it yesterday. So if the popular app owner, Chinese tech firm ByteDance, doesn't sell TikTok in the next 12 months, it'll no longer be available to its 170 million users in this country. U.S. lawmakers worry that China could use the app to access Americans' private information. But TikTok CEO has maintained that the company never has and never will share any user data with the Chinese government and, citing the U.S. Constitution, vows to fight this move in court. If it seems like your pets really understand you, scientists say you may be right. Researchers are increasingly finding that many animals may be sentient, meaning they think and have feelings, just like you and I do. Experiments on bees, fish, and other diverse animals appear to confirm they are self-aware. They pose in front of mirrors, recognize and acknowledge different humans, and have feelings, emotions, curiosity, and even dreams. That's led nearly 40 scientists to sign a declaration on animal consciousness. It urges more humane treatment of every type of animal, from reptiles to insects to sea creatures, because they appear to experience life much the way humans do. Different states have already been acknowledging animal consciousness. Oregon passed laws a decade ago recognizing animals as feeling stress, pain, and fear. And Washington and California are considering bans on farming octopus for humans to eat. These animals were likely feeling a lot of fear and confusion as five military horses galloped through rush hour crowds in central London. A spokesperson for the Ministry of Defense told NPR that a senior unit of the British Army's cavalry were conducting a routine exercise early yesterday morning when the sound of concrete hitting the ground at a construction site spooked the animals, causing the riders to fall off. For roughly 2 hours, the horses rushed through busy streets with cars, buses, and pedestrians trying to quickly swerve to get out of their way. Eventually, the Westminster police reported the horses were all returned to camp where they could recover from their frantic outing. Blue jeans could soon be going green, at least in the environmentally friendly sense. Denim gets its classic blue color when dyed with indigo, but indigo doesn't dissolve easily in water, so strong chemicals are used to break it down into a liquid that can turn the fabric blue. And when the process is done, tons of that chemical-laced water is then dumped into streams. However, some researchers at the Technical University in Denmark have found another option, tweaking an enzyme in indigo plants that does dissolve in water. And fabric dipped in this mixture and then left to dry in sunlight still turns the denim into the classic blue hue. More testing is needed, but developers tell Science News their aim is to help make the production of genes a cleaner and less polluting process. High-speed rail is on track to come to the West Coast. Construction began on the first such train service in the U.S. this week. Eventually, it will link Los Angeles with Las Vegas. Once completed, the all-electric trains will reach speeds of up to 200 miles an hour, trimming the normally 4-hour trip down to 2. The project is expected to wrap up in 4 years, just in time for the 2028 Olympic Games in L.A. Still to come, a board game classic will be coming soon to a movie theater near you. But first, today's Kid News Quiz. Milk producers have pledged to make what changes so flavored milk can stay on school menus? Reduce the amount of added sugar. How many Americans use the video app TikTok? $170 million. What is the name of the plant that turns denim blue? Indigo. Construction has begun on high-speed rail between which two U.S. cities? Los Angeles and Las Vegas. In our Kid News Kicker, what comes to mind when you hear terrier, top hat, race car, boardwalk, and don't pass go in the same sentence? Monopoly, of course. And soon that classic board game will be up on the big screen. The production company of Barbie actress Margot Robbie has just signed on to produce the film, releasing a statement that Monopoly is a top property, pun fully intended. The game was first distributed in 1935, and since then, some of its famous pieces have been phased out. Gone is the thimble, boot, iron, and wheelbarrow. In are T-Rex, penguin, and rubber duck. There's no word yet on which pieces will make the final cut in the movie, nor when it will be released. Before we go, we want to give a big Kid News shout-out to some of our terrific teachers, Ms. Kennett and her herons at Hawbridge School in Saxbehaw, North Carolina, Mr. Martin and his gladiators at Fowlerville Junior High in Fowlerville, Michigan, and Mrs. Selena and her bears at Woodlawn in Ryson, Arkansas. Thanks for listening. It really helps if you rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts. We might use some of your comments in our emails and on our website. We hope you tune in for more Kid News tomorrow morning.